is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A severe weekend storm swept through much of the eastern half of this country this weekend. It spawned violent twisters, blinding dust storms, and fast-moving wildfires. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Mississippi and looks at what else is to come.
The same weather system is bringing heavy rain and hail to parts of the East Coast, and there's even a threat of more tornadoes. And thousands of homes are still without power, while forestry officials in Oklahoma are concerned dry, windy conditions could increase the risk for more wildfires.
President Trump is hopeful that the war in Ukraine may soon be over. He says on Air Force One back from Florida that he's set to speak with Russia's leader this week.
We'll see if we have something to announce. Maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. And a lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Hundreds of Venezuelans have been removed from the United States against a federal judge's orders to stop the deportations. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
This weekend, President Trump invoked a 1798 law restricted to wartime use to speed up deportation of some migrants, including suspected members of a Venezuelan gang, saying they are threatening the U.S. The ACLU sued to stop the action. El Salvador's president posting video on social media showing alleged gang members arriving in his country after a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from carrying out the wartime powers.
Secretary of State Rubio tells Face the Nation U.S. airstrikes in Yemen on the Iran-backed Houthi rebels are targeting the group's ability to strike global shipping and attack the U.S. military.
We are not going to have these people controlling which ships can go through and which ones cannot. And so your question is, how long will this go on? It will go on until they no longer have the capability to do that.
Is the measles shot you may have gotten as a child still effective now as an adult?
With measles cases increasing, many adults are left wondering whether they're protected from the virus years after receiving a measles shot as a child.
Born before 1957, people are thought to be naturally immune, having had exposure to the virus itself.
Dr. Donald Dumford with the Cleveland Clinic says another group should consider a measles booster shot.
People that got vaccinated between 1963 and 1967, that vaccine is known to not be as effective.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
North Macedonia's leaders are vowing to hold those responsible to account after a nightclub fire left 59 people dead and 155 others injured. Victims were as young as 16 years old. There was only a single exit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I finally had enough of carrying around those extra pounds. I knew I needed to lose weight. I can't tell you how much better I feel and how much more energy I have. PhD Weight Loss is making that happen. I've lost 30 pounds without pills, shots, or gimmicks. When you've had enough, they can make it happen for you. Start now. Call PhD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com and tell them Lamar sent you.
With St. Patrick's Day here, many restaurants have added the obligatory corned beef and cabbage to their menu.
According to Irish people, this isn't an Irish dish at all. Beef was not readily available in Ireland and was considered a luxury. So the traditional meal was centered around bacon instead. Boiled bacon along with potatoes and cabbage. So how did corned beef and cabbage get branded as the national food of Ireland? The Smithsonian magazine suggests it may have begun when Irish and Jewish immigrants shared the same neighborhoods in 19th century New York. The butchers there were usually kosher, and corned beef was served as an alternative to Irish bacon, and also the least expensive cut available. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Add another effect of climate change to an ever-growing list: damage to cocoa trees in Indonesia. Hotter and wetter weather is spreading deadly fungus and pests to the trees, say experts. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Sunny, breezy, and 50 for Monday. Monday night, mostly clear, lows around 40. Into the mid-50s on your Tuesday. Some rain likely on Wednesday, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy and 56. Currently 26 degrees.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. Just the same. Sha la 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 la.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray
before our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
I don't know which way to go. mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should. Spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you that I can be trusted walking with you alone. We'll be right back.
say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news, and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tying me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. We'll be right back.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
She gets it while she can. Get back.
Exactly.